Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
No one person can make your ERP or digital transformation project successful. There's a number of stakeholders and roles on the project that are required for success. And today I want to talk about what the top 10 roles on your ERP project or digital transformation are. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And a lot of times companies focus solely on project managers or the system integrator or who the right consultant is and in certain roles that are important, but the company ends up taking too much time evaluating the role or overemphasizing the need for that role. In some cases, the most important roles are the ones that are most commonly overlooked. In fact, I invite you to stick around till the end of this video because I think the top three are going to surprise you, and the top three roles in our top 10 list may be things you're not even thinking about. So without further ado, let's jump right into those top 10 roles that are going to be the most critical to the success of your digital transformation. Coming in at number 10 on our list is subject matter experts. These are people that are not executives, they're not mid-level managers, but they're frontline employees doing the job day-to-day within the current system, within your current processes. Now, subject matter experts are typically people that are domain experts, like the name suggests. So you generally will have a lot of different subject matter experts from a number of different departments. A lot of times, if you're a multinational organization, you'll have subject matter experts from throughout the world and throughout multiple locations. And the whole idea here is we want to draw in the tribal knowledge of how the world works today within our operations and systems, but more importantly, where are the pain points and opportunities for improvement so that we can select and implement the most appropriate ERP system for our digital transformation. So subject matter experts are a critical part of any transformation, and not only from a content perspective and a knowledge sharing perspective, but also from an organizational change management perspective. Being able to involve people from different parts of the business helps create buy-in and ownership for the overall implementation. So that's enough to put subject matter experts at number 10 on our list. Coming in at number 9 is project manager. And a lot of people may be surprised by that. You may think the project manager should be number 1, or that's at least in the top 3 or top 5. But the reason for that is because an effective project manager is certainly important. Everyone in our top 10 list is important. But there's other roles that are even more important than project managers. So it's not meant to be dismissive of those of you out there that are project managers and take pride in being good project managers. You certainly want to have a strong internal project manager, but that only gets you so far. If you don't have good subject matter experts and project sponsors and project team members and some of the other roles we're going to talk about throughout this top 10 list, an effective project manager is only going to get you so far. Now, it's also important to note that the project manager may be an internal project manager, but you may also elect or opt to have an external project manager or program manager as well. Whatever the case is, whether it's internal or someone you bring in outside the organization to manage the project for you, you want to make sure they view this as more of a program to help manage the system integrator resources, to manage your internal resources, and to manage any third-party consulting resources, really having that global macro view of the overall transformation and being able to handle that throughout the transformation. So the project manager role is something you may not have in-house, and it may be something you have to go outside to get, but it is very important that you have that role filled well during your transformation. Coming in at number 8 is the systems integrator. This is the implementation partner, the outside consulting firm that will provide the technical and functional hands-on configuration and customization of the software. These are the people that are domain experts in the technology itself. They're the ones that translate everything you tell them you need out of the system. They'll translate that into how the software gets built. And the reason system integrator is so important is because you presumably probably don't have that internal competency in-house to know the software, which is why you're hiring a software vendor and a systems integrator. Now, there's a lot of different options out there with your system integrator. It could be resources that come directly from the vendor. It could be a third-party systems integrator or value-added reseller. But whatever the case may be, you want to make sure you find the right systems integrator that not only has the right technical competencies and technical skills, but also has the right cultural fit with your organization, one that's able to adapt to your business and really understand what your needs are, one that has a methodology and tool set, but isn't so rigid that it can't adapt to your business. A lot of those intangible factors are often overlooked. And so having the right system integrator can be absolutely critical. And for that reason, system integrator is number 8 on our list. Coming in at number 7 on our list is third-party consultants. And this is different than the system integrator. Your system integrator will handle the technical and functional capabilities of the technology and the software itself, but oftentimes companies will hire companies like Third Stage to provide other third-party consulting support and advice. For example, a lot of times clients hire us to be an extension of their project management team. We'll be the hands-on program manager and or we'll provide the quality assurance to make sure the project stays on track and to help the client manage the system integrator. Another role that's often filled by external third-party consultants is the role of organizational change management. That's typically an area that system integrators and vendors aren't good at, so oftentimes third-party consultants can fill that role. And then data management or data migration, that's another role that's often filled by third-party consultants. But whatever the case may be, third-party consultants are very important, arguably even more important than the system integrator, because while there's plenty of organizations out there that can implement whatever system you're likely implementing, there's a lot that they can't do, and that's where the oversights and the things fall through the cracks during an implementation. So all the things that aren't related to technology that the system integrator doesn't do, those are the things you need to worry about, and that's where third-party consultants can help, is to help you fill those gaps with change management, data migration, program management, process improvement, whatever the case may be. Having the right third-party consultants can be a critical part of your project, and that's enough to land third-party consultants in number 7 on our list. Coming in at number 6 on our list is the project core team. Those are the people that are not necessarily a project manager, but they're that small group of, call it 5 to 10 people that are making day-to-day decisions on the project. They're probably heavily involved in the project. They might even be full-time on the project throughout the transformation. These are the people that have a good cross-functional view of the entire business. They understand the strengths and the weaknesses of the business. They understand what competencies you want to preserve, and they also understand what the future state could look like. So it's a balancing act of finding people that know your current operations inside and out, but they're not so wed to the current operations that they can't see the forest for the trees in terms of how those processes could be improved and how new technology and processes could help enable some of those process improvements. So the project core team is an essential part of the business, and generally these are the A players, some of the highest performing people within your organization that are probably the hardest to pull out of the day-to-day operations. But it's extremely critical you get that right core team in place, that core leadership team in place, otherwise your project won't succeed. And so that's enough to land the project core team at number 6 on our top 10 list. So coming in at number 5 on our list, which may also be a surprise to you, especially if you are a CIO, is the role of Chief Information Officer, CIO. So the reason it's so high on the list, on one hand, at number 5, is because it's such an important role, and usually the CIO is the one leading the charge. But the reason it's not higher on the list is because the CIO isn't generally the one that should own the project from a pure business perspective. Others within the business need to own the project and need to have influence over the project, even more so than the CIO. So it's kind of a middle ground here where it's a very important role. It's an important executive role, but it's not as important as a lot of people may think, not because CIOs are undervalued or because CIOs don't have value to bring to the project. They absolutely do and should, but it's because the business side of the equation, the business owners, the business stakeholders are even more important. Without their support, the CIO can't succeed, and so the CIO needs those other roles that are number 1 through 4 on our list. An effective CIO needs to have those roles in place and needs to have the support from those people within the organization in order to be successful. So for that reason, the CIO role is number 5 on our list.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
So this is where the top 10 list gets a little scary, a little uncomfortable. You may not agree with it, but the CFO role is number 4 on our list. And the reason CFO is so important, and especially for those of you that are CFOs, they're watching, you may think that your role is to be an executive sponsor, to sign the checks, to approve the budget, to approve decisions that are made. That's all important, but the CFO role is actually very important, goes well beyond that. It's a role that needs to really look more strategically at the project and make strategic decisions, and even in some cases, day-to-day decisions around how the operations are going to run and how other aspects of the business are going to run, not just in finance and accounting and areas that may be within your domain, but typically more strategically across the organization. Now, for some organizations, there may be other equivalent roles of CFO that are equally important. So for example, a manufacturing organization may find that the COO role is more important in this capacity than the CFO role. And reason being is that operations may be driving or leading the charge on the transformation. But for a lot of organizations, or most that we work with, the CFO ends up being the executive sponsor and that key person that's making the strategic decisions and the one that's accountable to the executive team, the executive steering committee, the CEO, the board, whomever that might be. So for that reason, the CFO is number 4 on our list. Now, even if you're not implementing an HCM or human capital management system as part of your ERP implementation, your HR department is one of the most critical roles on your project. You may be wondering, what does HR have to do with this, especially if we're not implementing HCM, but it has everything to do with the project. And reason being is that this transformation, this ERP project, can and should be more of a business process and an organizational change, which inherently means people's roles are going to change, job responsibilities are going to change. If you're a unionized environment, there's union collaboration, negotiation that needs to happen. So HR becomes a very fundamental role in these types of projects. And it's oftentimes the HR department that's the unsung heroes of ERP implementations and successful digital transformations. And reason being, again, that they're the ones that enable some of the people and process changes. They're the ones that need to design and help define what that future state organization is going to look like. So without your HR department's involvement, your ERP project or digital transformation is more likely to fail. And just as a slight spoiler alert, one of the other roles that we haven't gotten to yet on our list is organizational change management. And HR oftentimes plays a key role in the organizational change management workstream. For that reason, HR lands at number 3 on our list. Coming in at number 2 on our list is the organizational change management team. These are the people that have been tasked with ensuring that the changes we've designed and defined during the upfront business process definition, during the system design, during the training, during the entire process so far, the organizational change team is the one that enables the changes, ensures that people are coming along for the journey, makes sure that we have a two-way communication between the project team and the subject matter experts and all the other roles we've just talked about, between them and the rest of the organization, two-way communication to ensure that they're identifying pitfalls and organizational risk, organizational resistance, and on the flip side, that they're communicating and helping identify the change impacts, helping people transition from point A to point B, which is your current state to your future state. So for that reason, organizational change management is super important. And one thing I'll note here that's very important is the organizational change team may or may not be a separate dedicated team. A lot of times we've seen organizations be very successful in having one or more of the other roles in our top 10 list fill that organizational change role. But regardless of whether it's a standalone team or whether you hand it off to HR or whether you have a project core team member that's responsible for change management, the key thing here is that role itself is extremely important and it's enough to land number 2 on our list. Now, for most of you watching, you're going to want to bookmark this point in the video so you can share it with your CEO, because many CEOs, and in fact, I would say most CEOs of most organizations we work with and clients that hire us, fail to recognize the magnitude and the importance of their role and their position, not just in running the company, but for this transformation in general. A lot of times it's very appealing and it makes good common sense to just pass the project and delegate responsibility to other team members. It's instinct, it's what CEOs do, but business transformations, digital transformations, ERP projects, whatever this is you're going through, whatever transformation that might be, your CEO is the single most important person on this project. That's the face of your project. It should be the face of the transformation. It should be the CEO that's setting the vision for not just the project itself, but for the company overall. And the project itself should be supporting the company overall, and only the CEO is the one that can bring those two things together and make sure that it's one unified thing. So in other words, this is not just an ERP or an HCM or CRM implementation. This is a true business transformation that's going to help us get to where we're trying to go as an organization in the next 3 to 5 years. So that clear vision is something that can only come from your CEO, and the alignment that comes with that, with the executive team, on down to your project team, on down to the frontline employees and users, none of that happens without having that clear vision, support, involvement, buy-in, decision-making, hands-on involvement from your CEO. It may not be what everyone wants to hear, particularly if you are a CEO, but it's important to note that the CEO role is number one on our list of top 10 roles in digital transformation. So the key takeaways are primarily this, and that is there are 10 roles we've talked about here today. I've ranked them in order of what I think are the top priorities and the most important roles. But the reality is all 10 of these roles we talked about today are very critical. They're instrumental to the overall project. There's some roles I haven't talked about that are very important. You could start talking about solution architects and data experts and very specific individual roles. But in general, these are the 10 things you should be thinking about. And as you're putting together your implementation plan, you just want to make sure you have a solid project governance in place to figure out who are these people in these and other roles, what are their roles and responsibilities, how are they going to make decisions, how are decisions escalated, and making sure you have that clear vision for what the project's going to be. So I hope you found this information useful. I've included some links below that will help you with your transformation journey, some other materials below that will help you. I encourage you to check those out. And I also encourage you to reach out to me if you'd like to brainstorm ideas on how to structure your project team or how to manage your transformation in general. I've included my email information below. Feel free to reach out. I'd be happy to be an informal sounding board for you as you continue your journey. So I hope you found this information useful and have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.